You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello, folks. Good morning or good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. It's the morning here in sunny LA, and we're doing another episode of the JRE Review. Today, I'm reviewing a great one, one of my favorite guests, Tom Papa's Conversation with Joe Rogan, podcast 1281. Always a great guy. Didn't bring any bread this time, I don't think, for Joe. Bit of a shame, I'm sure. But that's how it goes. Maybe he's too busy to be cooking up bread all the time. I think Tom Papa should have a bread shop. I would buy some Tom Papa bread for sure. Excellent guy. But anyway, let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
Just want to say thanks, big thanks to everybody that listens and downloads, and yeah, and always thanks for your patience. I'm trying to make this better with each one that I do. Hopefully they continue to be worth listening to. Who fucking knows? I do my best. So the conversation with Joe starts out as relaxed and as chilled and as fun as always. Anytime one of Joe's old comedy buddies are on, it's always worth a listen, and they get into it with some funny stuff. They open up talking about grandparents having plastic on furniture, and, you know, back in the day, this was like in the, I guess, like the 60s, maybe 50s and 60s, this was real popular. I remember my grandparents did the same thing in England, so it transcended. It wasn't just a US thing. It must have been something that was taught to everybody, like, look after your furniture, put plastic on it. And it's such nonsense, really. I mean, how anyone didn't realize this? I guess it's easy to look back, right, and go, oh, that was so stupid. But I had rooms that I couldn't even go into at my grandparents' house. Probably was a good idea, because I would have wrecked anything given the chance when I was a kid. But I do remember sitting on those couches, and it was just like, this is not comfortable at all. Why in God's name did they even bother doing this? I guess it's for protection, right? They want to take care of the things that they own because they were expensive. I was trying to think of things in today's world that we have now that it's kind of the same, right? And we haven't really noticed it. And one thing that I saw the other day is somebody had, what are those things called on the front of a car to protect it from, like, stones and shit? Is it called, like, a bra? I think it is, like a car bra. I don't know if that's the official name. But I saw one on a Porsche. And I'm like, hold on, you're getting a Porsche for prestige, right? I mean, you know, I mean, you could buy a cheaper car. You're definitely trying to say something when you get one of those. They are sweet to drive. But now you're wrapping it up. That's kind of silly. Right? It's those things are just stupid to me. I don't know. They look silly. I'm just like, look, you got the car. It's slowly going to break. It's tough. Why cover it up? What are you going to do? I don't know. That was one example. Try and think of others. I'm not sure. They get into a debate about nationalism, too. I guess there was a police car somewhere in, like, Laguna Beach or maybe Orange County that had an American flag drawn on the side of it. And there was some controversy about that, like that people complained that the flag, seeing it, is a little aggressive, right? And what is that saying? Is that saying that flags are aggressive, the American flag is, or like what it's seen to stand for now? It just seemed like such a nonsense debate, and it just comes back to so many of these like nonsense conversations that people are having. You can look it up. It's just like, just look up LA police car flag, and the picture would pop up, and I saw it, and it looks pretty fine. I mean, you know, maybe someone just didn't like cops. I don't know. Or maybe someone's scared about something like that, but it was silly. I'm just like, come on now, people. People are getting a bit worked up there. And, you know, it works into the next part of their conversation. They start talking about war, And is it ever going to stop? Is there ever going to be a time of no conflict? Well, no, right? But maybe we can have some peaceful conflict. Joe, of course, brings up like the killer robot, you know, Boston Dynamics stuff that he loves to always talk about, and how they're probably going to take over all the warring. So that, in a sense, would be a better time, right? Just a bunch of robots fighting each other. That's better than them killing us. But there's probably going to be a bit of an overlap where robots will be jacking us for some time. Hopefully not in the Terminator way. That seems like a lot of work. But at the end of the day, the robot technology is quickly going to turn into sex bots, and that's going to be a huge business, right? I'm not like the investing type of person, but if I was like a stock market guy, I would say robot sex doll companies, they're going to make a killing. Get into that, buy their stocks, or just buy robot sex dolls if you want to, right? It's got to be huge. As soon as they make them really good, I mean, for a lot of people out there, I mean, I got plenty of friends that just, they've almost given up on dating in so many ways. Well, not plenty, a couple. And it's very stressful for them. And I'm just like, give them a robot. They're going to do fine with a robot. And then on top of that, you know, one of the really cool things that they started to discuss is how we need to all start communicating. And of course, Elon was on the show not that long ago talking about this like mind-melding device that he's created. Who knows what that's all about, but maybe it is some sort of like mind-reading device that gets all the bullshit out of the way, but also gives you all the knowledge. Imagine having all the knowledge instantly at your fingertips. Well, I guess you do, right? That was a stupid thing to say. Fingertips, we got it. We got the phone, we got Google. But imagine if it's straight into your brain. Like you think of something, there's the answer. You're like, oh shit, there it is. And then you can communicate in that same way. I mean, instantly people are smart overnight. Schools, universities, everything collapsed. They're gone. You don't need to go. You don't need to spend all that money. What's the point? You want to know something, you just think it and it just pops out. I mean, yeah, that's going to be intense. That's going to be a real intense thought process. Tom Popper was not down for that. He's not like a tech guy. He's more of a baking bread guy. He wants to go easy, and I don't blame him. I like that idea of chilling out. He talked a little bit about how he chills out, and then Joe in the same aspect. Joe's obviously more extreme because of his work ethic, so he has to do some extreme chill-out stuff, like the float tanks and that. He has to shut it all out because he's redlining, you know? So I think it's a smart move that he's figured out what works. They talk a little bit about spas. Going to a spa, I'm all for that. I think that's great. If people have a lot of stress and anxiety, go find like a local spa. I'm not talking about like the Orange County, Women of Orange County. What is that show? The Wives, the Housewives of Orange County stuff. I'm talking about just find a spa. There's ones that, you know, here near us, we have Koreatown, and they have a big population of just like the like spas for men and women. And they usually separate either, right? Because there's a lot of, like, people just walking around nude. Don't be afraid of dicks while you're there, all right? They're going to be flopping around. It's just a shower room. Just focus on your sauna and your hot tub and your other things. But they're a very chilled environment. I think so because everyone seems super chilled there. People are pretty relaxed, you know, because everyone's trying to chill out. There's no tension. There's little judgment. People are just in their own world. There's a lot of silence. You can just get on with it. And I always feel good when I get out of those things. Could do it more, of course. Some sad parts in this podcast, and it's one thing that's come up quite a bit. When Joe talks about his animals, how much he loves them, he has a real sensitive side for that. He talked about being a kid and having one of his dogs get hit by a car. It's very sad. And he gets choked up about it when he talks about these things, and he has before. When Kevin Smith was on, they had a real kind of special moment where they were both kind of really choked up about animals they've had to put down and how sad it is, and just, you know, it's the moments of life, like they come up. And Joe, I guess his dog got hit by a car, he had to carry it inside, and it was struggling, and then I think it ended up dying or they put it down. But, you know, a sad moment for people out there that have had dogs. You know, they just don't live that long, so you're always going to have that moment and that experience. And maybe in a way, when you have kids, having an animal and going through its life so the kids can see from start to finish and death, they get a different perspective for what it is. I mean, I'm not saying it's a fun experience, but it's what's out there, you know? And talking about things changing, they end with some climate changing stuff. So here in California, we're experiencing a lot more mosquitoes. It's pretty rare in Southern California, getting more mosquitoes. You know, what's next? You know, as the weather changes, as things change, you're just getting these different things happening. And who knows, maybe a plague will come next. But it's, I'm just kidding. It's invasive species stuff. You know, times are changing. Joe even posted a picture recently where all these like yellow flowers were up on the hillside and he's never seen them before and they're coming in. You know, temperatures change, winds change, stuff gets dragged in, stuff takes over. It's like, I guess we don't need to be afraid of it all, but pay some attention to it. And that's where Tom Popper's mind was at. He's getting into it all. I love the way that guy thinks. You know, he doesn't seem to get wrapped up in a lot of the bullshit, and he just stays calm. And as always, he's a funny motherfucker. So check him out online. If you're not super familiar with his comedy, Google some of it. He's really very funny dude, and it was a great conversation. So guys, thanks as always for tuning in. Appreciate it. Peace.